Mark Dupin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the joy that's mine to be able to come to you through this means to share with you the wonderful truths of the living God. I get such a rich blessing out of looking into the Word of God and watching the Holy Spirit bring to mind wonderful truth that thrills our soul as we realize and recognize the blessings that we have through being born again into the family of God, the new birth blessings that are ours. And we presently are studying about the Trinity. And as we're considering, thinking about the Trinity in John 14, 15, 16, and 17, we're running into so many other nuggets of truth that we have to stop and ponder and think upon these other truths that are being shown to us through the Word of God. And in our last broadcast, we left you in 1 John chapter 4, if you remember. And our scripture that we'll be returning to is John 16. So if you have your Bible, turn to John chapter 16, hold your finger there, and go over to 1 John right in front of the book of Revelation, some little short books, and one of them is 1 John chapter 4. And we're studying about the Father loving us. In John 16:27, "For the Father himself loveth you," Jesus told his disciples. And beloved, it's true of we today who know Jesus as our Savior. Oh, how the Father loves the whole world, as John 3:16 tells us. "For God so loved the world, the whole world, that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever would believe in him," the Lord Jesus, "should not perish, but have eternal life." Should not perish and be separated from God for eternity, but be given life eternal. Oh, beloved, it's wonderful to know and understand and recognize how much God the Father loves mankind and desires for mankind to come to him through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. As Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Beloved, the only way to know God the Father is through knowing Jesus Christ, through accepting Jesus as your personal Savior, through inviting him to come into your life and to forgive you of your sin, to make you pure and clean and holy within your spirit. And when we cry out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, that you died for my sin, that you were buried, that you arose from the grave, that you live today, and I ask you to come into my life, to forgive me for my sin, to cleanse me from my wickedness and my unrighteousness and my ungodliness, to make me pure and clean and holy within my spirit. I believe, Lord Jesus, you are willing to do that, and right now, by faith, I reach out, accepting you as my Savior, and asking you to come into my life, to send your Holy Spirit into my spirit to do the work of salvation." Now, beloved, you don't have to just say those words, but when you really desire Christ to come into your life, and you say words similar to that, asking him to come in, believing that he died for your sin, that he was buried, that he arose from the grave, that he lives today, and asking him into your life, he hears that prayer. He's closer than the sound of my voice, beloved. His Holy Spirit is the one who right now is convicting you of sin and giving you that uncomfortable feeling. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, drawing you to Jesus, inviting you to open your heart and to ask Him to come in. And if right now you'll just bow your head and ask Him to come into your life, tell Him you believe He died for you, was buried, and rose again, that He lives today, and that you here and now accept Him as your Savior and desire for Him to come into your life, He will send His Holy Spirit into your spirit to do that work of salvation, to bring you into the family of God, to make a new person out of you, to give you life eternal. And these truths will then begin to become more real to you. You'll begin to understand them better. You'll begin to be enlightened in your thinking, because the Holy Spirit will teach you and will help you to grow in the knowledge and understanding of the truths that we're seeking to share with you. And so here from 1 John chapter 4, he's telling us, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us." This is verse 9. "Because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation," or the sacrifice, "for our sins." Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. And this is a marvelous thing that I must share with you. There's times when, as a missionary, I've been out on the road visiting different churches, raising support for our ministry, sharing with people the burden that we have for going to a particular field and reaching the lost there with the good news of Jesus. As we do that, I come and see people that I've never met before, and yet immediately there is a bond of love between us. They sense it, I feel it, and we're drawn together as a brother in Christ, brethren in Christ, our brother and sister in Christ. If it's a lady, there's that bond of God's love, a pure, wonderful love of brother and sister in Christ. That love of God that's shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit, as we're told over in Romans chapter 5. And so, beloved, this is the love of God. And because He dwells in us, His love is perfected. That is, it grows, it matures in us, and we learn to love brothers and sisters in Christ. "And we have seen and do testify," verse 14, "We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." And, beloved, that's what witnessing is. Being a testimony to other people is simply telling them what you have experienced in your own life by believing in the Lord Jesus, accepting Him as Savior, and how that He came into your spirit and changed your life and has given you joy and peace and a purpose and reason for living. That's what witnessing is. That's how we can be a witness and a testimony for the Lord Jesus, as we tell others what Christ has done for us. And so, "We have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God." We're indwelt, you see, by the Holy Spirit of God. And thus, God the Father lives in us, and God the Son dwells in us through the person of the Holy Spirit. Wonderful truth about the Trinity of God. "Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God." You see the unity, you see the oneness, you see the intimacy that we have with the eternal God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. O beloved, that love that's shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. When we stand at the judgment seat of Christ, we'll be able to confess, I have put my faith and trust in Jesus. I know him as my Savior. I am his, and he is mine, and his banner over me is love. And oh, that reminds me of a little chorus that I must sing for you. I am my Lord's, and he is mine, and his banner over me is love. I am my Lord's, and he is mine, and his banner over me is love. I am my Lord's, and he is mine, and his banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. Oh, yes, beloved, how wonderful to know the love of God and to walk in that love with the Lord, to be able to fellowship with him, to commune with him, to talk to him, to enjoy him. Oh, how many times when I'm in the car driving alone by myself, I'll talk with the Lord. I'll have a good time with Jesus. I'll fellowship with him and he with me. And I'll sense his presence and feel his nearness, O beloved, because of the indwelling Holy Spirit of God, who represents the Father and the Lord Jesus living in us. And this is what he's saying. Ye have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him, through the Holy Spirit. Herein is our love made perfect, it's complete, it grows and is strengthened, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. We're representatives of Jesus, beloved. We're to walk in such a manner and in such a way that people will see Jesus in us. That's what a Christian is. A Christian is a little manifestation of Christ. Someone who so walks in the ways of the Lord that people can see Jesus in them and through them and say, you know, that person's different. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's the Lord living through us and in us. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Till next time, beloved, goodbye.